Good morning, church. Are you ready to praise the Lord this morning? Let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you that we can be here in church today. We thank you, Father God, for our salvation that we have, that we have the freedom to gather here, and that we can just choose to praise you anytime we want. And so, Father, as we have gathered together today in the name of Jesus, Father, we are asking for a move of your Holy Spirit to be able to worship you in spirit and in truth, not have any encumbrances, but to lay everything aside and just to be able to focus on you. So, Father, we just thank you for giving us just an awesome time of worship now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
In our praises, as your people declare your mighty words, blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forever. Of love has won my pardon, and the resurrection power gives me life. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Blessed Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore. Blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore, who reigns forevermore, who reigns forevermore.
Amen. Amen indeed.
Yeah.
Look to thee for grace. I'll lie to the fountain fly. Wash me, Savior, or I die. While I draw this bleeding breath, when my eyes shall close in death, when I rise to worlds unknown, and behold on thy throne, Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee.
Amen.
Compassion on me. He touched my eyes and now I see. He healed my feet and now I walk in His way. He had compassion on me and from sin I've been set free. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you. had compassion on me. He touched my eyes and now I see. He healed my feet and now I walk in His way. He had compassion on me. And from sin I've been set free. Oh, praise the Lord. He had compassion on me.
And where When I look into your holiness,
surround become shadows in the light of you. When I found the joy of reaching your heart, when my will becomes enthroned in your love, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you, I worship you. To worship you. I worship you. I worship you. The reason I live is to worship you. When I look into your holiness, when I gaze into your loveliness, when all things that surround become shadows in light of you, when I found the joy of reaching your heart, when my will becomes enthroned in your love, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you, I worship you. I worship you. The reason I live is to worship you.
make all things beautiful in your time. Lord, my life to you I bring. May each song I have to sing be to you a lovely thing in your time. In his time.
Heavenly Father, let me pray today what you want me to pray. I would like you to have it your way, not my way. What the people need to hear and what I need to hear, that's what I would like to pray. And thank you, Lord, for having it your way. Have it your way, Lord. We praise you And thank you, Heavenly Father. The time comes, and now is, that the true worshippers must worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. The Father is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And knowing the time, and now it's high time to awake out of our sleep. For our salvation is nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting or drunkenness, or envy or strife. And let us put on the Lord Jesus Christ. And make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Make no provision to fulfill the lust thereof. And Lord, we thank you and praise you, Lord. We need to cast off the works of darkness before we put on the armor of light. And we thank you, Lord God, for leading us, for guiding us, for preparing us, for using us, and not our will, but thy will be done. Amen. Let us, as we live here, go out into the world and preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Equip us, Lord. Prepare us. Send us. Use us. Not our will, but thy will be done, we pray in the name of Jesus. For the harvest out there is great, but the laborers are few. Let us pray to the Lord of our harvest that will bring laborers among us to go and preach the gospel, to go for the harvest. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for a mighty victory, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for helping us to fulfill the purpose that you have, purpose for us to do. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Praise your holy name. How good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment that falls on the head and goes down to the beard, even it, as he went down to Aaron's beard and down to his skirt. How good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Paul also says to us, brethren, by the mercies of our Lord Jesus Christ, I will have you to speak the same thing. There will be no divisions among you, that you will be perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment. Be affectionate one to another and with brotherly love. Hallelujah. In honor, preferring one another. And let us be not slothful in business, but fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, distributing to the necessities of the saints, and given to hospitality. And Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your word, O Lord. And we are prepared, Lord. We want to be led by the Spirit of God. For they that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Hallelujah. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. for making it happen in this body of believers, we pray today in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Paul said to the Philippians, even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me once and again for my needs. You sent once and again for my needs. Not that I desire a gift, but I desire that fruit will abound to your account. We want to thank you, Lord, that as we give to the work of the Lord, fruit will abound into our account. But we don't want to give because of what God is going to give us, but we want to give with gladness. We're going to give to the work of the Lord. We're going to give because we love Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God. God is able to make all grace abound on you, that you always have all sufficiency in all things. It may abound to every good work. And Lord, we thank you for your promises. We pray for the Holy Spirit will touch the pastors. He will bring the message to us. Pray for mighty anointing, and we pray for freedom to speak and preach today. And let the word pierce us like a two-edged sword, we pray. And Lord, we want to thank you and praise you for having it your way, Lord. Have it your way. And we don't want to live today the same as we came. We surrender all to you. And we want to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's children said, amen and amen.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses His people to finance His work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that His people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
It grows. Behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. I will never ever desert you. For lo, I am with you forever and ever. And if you say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, it will obey you. If you have the faith of a mustard seed, you got all the faith you need. Walk along with the King. You can do anything. If you have the faith of a little child. And in my name shall demons flee, the deaf will hear and the blind will see. You will speak with tongues of angels. From your mouth I shall bring prophecy. You will be like a water tree. The power of God in your ministry, I will draw men unto me. And if you say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, it will obey you. If you have the faith of a mustard seed, you got all the faith you need. Walk along with the King. You can do anything. If you have the faith of a little child. The King of glory reigns on high, and a grand door beyond the sky. And we will meet Him somewhere in eternity. His ways are higher than the eye can see. You know the King died for you and me. Though you may be a pauper or a millionaire, we all have an equal share. And if you say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, it will obey you. If you have the faith of a mustard seed, you've got all the faith you need. Walk along with the King. You can do anything. If you have the faith of a little child. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord, we're going to have a prayer time. And I don't have more than one slip today. So the price of oil went up. This week ended up at $103.88 per barrel, an increase of $1.05 since last week. Things are still up in the air because of the world government aides are keeping the pressure on the price of oil. There's only one thing to do, to keep on praying. We need to establish the kingdom of God here. In the meantime, gasoline prices have been falling in Sacramento area due to increased inventory. I'm sure that you must have noticed that traffic is much lighter, since many people cannot afford to drive as much as they used to. I'm one of them. Once the oil companies have decreased their production of refining oil and depleted their inventory, expect prices to rise again. They just love high prices. So you're going to pray for this. We also have a chance to get rain this week, Thursday. And I think we should take that opportunity and simply thank God for another good soaker, one more soaker for us this year. So we can take that Thursday. And those are the things that I have. So I'm going to ask prayer warriors if you want to come up. And if you don't have a slip, then, you know, you pray for whatever God leads you to pray for.
Father God, thank you for our many blessings, Lord, and I want to thank you for rain also this week. And for one, I am one wanting it to be later in the week since I have so much to do early in the week. So I'll take it later in the week, Lord, and I thank you for it in advance. And Father, but more than all that, I thank you for the ability to put into practice of bringing the kingdom of God right down into my life. And I thank you for that, Lord, helping me to practice that everywhere I go. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you, Lord God, for answered prayer and lowering the gas prices for us, Lord God. And Lord, we need to have them come down even more, Lord. And I come against the spirit of greed in this oil industry, Lord God. And I pray, Lord God, that you would just see to it, Lord God, that these people cannot go any higher with these prices, but lower them, Lord. Your people are in bondage because of this high gas prices, Lord. So we thank you, Lord God. Lord, we come against that spirit right now. And Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that we can come to you, Lord, and we can ask, Lord. You said we have not because we ask not, but we come to you, Lord, believing that you will help us, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for that. Right now, we believe you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Heavenly Father, I have a praise report. I want to thank you, Father God, for instilling in Pastor Terrell and Ina what we came to know 17 years ago and the reason we dropped everything and began going to his church. The last two or three weeks has been power, absolute power. I get a picture of other churches taking a look at our outline and watching us flip from Revelation to Genesis to here until you can hardly have a race with Jason every time, see who gets there first. And you don't find that in a lot of churches. You know, you get to one joke, 3 points, and a closing. So I praise you, Lord God, for coming down and imbuing the world again with that power that can only come from the kind of dedication that they have given to you for 40-some years now. In addition to that, I pray now for Robbie Drobel, the military man, paid heavy dues for his country, and he's... they tell him he needs a new liver. Somehow he contracted hepatitis C and some other things. And so, but we know, Lord God, that you have plenty of livers available and he doesn't have to wait. And Lord God, I pray right now that you would take Robbie Drobel down in Arizona and completely heal him in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank and praise you, Lord, for giving us another confirmation, O Lord, of who we are in Christ Jesus. It's wonderful, Lord, to know that the kingdom of God is inside us. We knew it, but we don't exercise it. And we want from here on to exercise it. We want to go out into the world and preach the gospel. O Lord, we are ambassadors for Christ. Greater is he that is within us than he that's in the world. And we want to go out and show to the world and lead them to Christ, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for, Lord, for using us, sending us to preach the word, be instant in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, and make each and every one of us prayer warriors, O Lord. Pray wherever the needs are. Pray for more souls coming to the kingdom. Praying for this church to be filled. And plus the power of God moving mighty, even mightier way, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and your name be glorified in this body of believers. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. As far as the oil, O Lord, you are able to overwhelm those people, O Lord, that tried to raise the price. You can overwhelm. You are in control of the heavens and earth. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for what you are going to do in the oil prices. Oh, we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father.
We give you all the praise, Lord, all the glory, all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
And Father God, we know when you send us out, sometimes you're going to tell us ahead of time, sometimes you won't. You'll just have people put in front of us or put us in front of somebody else for salvation. You want us to speak the word and you want us to speak strongly, but you want us to tell them about your love. They have to learn about your love. And then we can tell them the other things that are in the word. But we thank you and praise you when you send us out. Don't be intimidated. We just open our mouth and you tell us what to say, when to say, and how to say it. And it's wonderful, and we always get blessed. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Father God, I pray for my father, Dennis Hothauer, who I talked to this week, and he thinks he may have colon cancer back again. And I educated my dad on watching some videos that I ran across online to help him out and get the vitamin B17 in his body now to cure the cancer so he doesn't have that and he can get healed right away. I also pray for our political system to change in this country. I pray that now that we're down to just three candidates on the Republican Party, that Ron Paul still pulls through and wins this election. I also pray that he can save the WWE wrestler Glenn Jacobs Kane, who's a good man, and he may be a potential running mate for this man. And I think that we need another party that can win this election to bring this country back to the right thing. I pray also that everybody in the world can just pull together through this and go through your word and do what's right and follow your kingdom. And I also pray that everybody just sticks in there through tough times, and I pray that everybody can love one another and get past all our evil spirits and do what's right, do right for humanity, and say we're not going to lie down anymore, and we're going to all pull together, and we're in this together, and we're in it for your kingdom of God, and we're in it to do what's right. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we lift up Lois Amaka to today. And Lord, we do not know how much damage was done to her body she felt this week, Lord. But we pray, Father God, whatever damage was done, that you would heal that and restore her quickly, Father God. And we thank you for taking away all pain and discomfort from her. And we thank you right now, Father God, that you've heard every prayer spoken here today. They're on the altar in heaven. The smoke is going up, and in due time, they will be answered. And I want to praise you and thank you for that right now. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
Okay, we're going to take a few moments for testimonies. If anybody has a testimony they'd like to give. I can say I have a testimony regarding the workload that we have. We have a big, huge workload coming and a very small crew. But day by day, God keeps sending people our way, wanting to help us out. And we don't have to go chase them down. They just keep on coming. So it is God's hand. And I was at a meeting Friday afternoon. I went down to Chico to meet with a bunch of contractors, and met a few Christians there. One Christian contractor was saying he couldn't really do much anymore because he had no crew left, and his crew, you know, was gone because he couldn't get the work, and on and on. And he said, I can't bid any more jobs because I don't have the crew. And I said to him, and there was another lady there working for a company that was a Christian, and I said, well, why don't you do this? Bid the work, and then let God supply the crew. And he didn't know how to answer that. But, you know, you can do that. So I think that it was good for him to hear that, and I think he'll probably, you know, there's a chance he'll practice that. But that's what we have to do. We have to believe that he will do it, and then go forward in that with that frame of mind. So I know that there's great times coming, and that's my vision. Okay, any testimonies? Okay, Bob.
I last week said I'm not going to do testimony anymore. You know why? Because I used to speak to thousands of people at one time, 5,000 one time years ago. It's when I get up here, I got so much, you know, I want to give, but it's not giving the right thing. So no more slips to tongue. The only one I say today is because of the sermon today. John mentioned the kingdom of God is here. About 17 years ago or something like that, when Dora and I were doing the music at the other church, we introduced a song. And, of course, we did it with our usual foot stomping, because Ina Terrell likes that a lot. And so we got a little going. It was, and here he goes. We declare that the kingdom of God is here. We declare that the kingdom of God is here among us. And it goes on. So I better give that to Charles, and let's see what we can do with it. That's it.
I'm going to close with that. Father God, we thank you for many blessings, Lord. We thank you, Father, that you have shined the light, and it is in your word, Lord. And we thank you, Father, for helping us to put into practice. Lord, it's going to take a commitment, but we have to put things into practice to see a good result. So help us this week. In Jesus' name, amen.
Salvation.